Now, verses 5 and 9 of the same chapter. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that utters or breathes out lies shall not escape. So important is this concept that we have a repetition with a different last part of the verse. A false witness, verse 9, shall not be unpunished, and he that breathes out lies shall perish. Here we must learn in our admonition to threaten our children. You'll damage their psyches. Will you? Not so Solomon. Here he is threatening his son. He is saying that if you take the place of a false witness, whether in a formal position where you are called upon to bear witness of the sin of another in a legal court structure, or whether talking to a friend, supposedly bearing witness to truth, what you've known and heard, it's not hearsay, but you are in the role of a false witness, mark it, son, mark it, my dear daughter, you will not be unpunished. If mommy and daddy find out about it, you're going to be punished by us. If we never find out about it, you'll be punished by God who hates liars. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that utters lies shall not escape. You may escape mommy and daddy's knowledge. You may escape the knowledge of your teacher when you lie and when you cheat and all the rest and bear false witness that this is your work when it's not. You picked it off the page of the student next to you. Mark it well, my son or daughter. You will not escape. You cannot escape. God will settle accounts. Verse 9, even more frightening, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that utters lies shall perish. Are you rearing your children with a conscience that is becoming honed to a razor sharp edge, with the consciousness that to be a false witness is to invite the sure, the inevitable judgment of Almighty God? And this is pure, holy threat. And you must rear your children not only by appropriate encouragement and positive incitement to the good, but by sanctified holy threats that the way of evil is the way of destruction.